Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And every Tuesday and Wednesday night, we go back to South Bend, Indiana for our Notre Dame football report with Frank Palmerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And wow, do we have a great one this week. Again, we want to thank our title sponsor for this segment, which is Station Casinos, STN Sports App. The most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state of Nevada. Just visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Well, I can tell he's already taped his ankles. This is a game he looked forward to as a player, and still as he does as a fan. An alumnus of Notre Dame University, Frank Palmerico. This is what you call game week.
Coach, you really said a mouthful there. Game week for sure. I remember in 1973, we played Southern Cal. They were ranked right at the top of the heap. And we were kind of in the middle of the pack, the top 10. And we knew if we beat Southern Cal, we would have a great chance to go on and have an undefeated season. Well, that week we had pep rallies in the dining halls, spontaneous. We had classrooms that were erupting with cheer. We had posters of Anthony Davis doing his little dance that were plastered all over the sidewalks, and guys were stepping on it. So it was a full university victory back in 1973. And I tell you, Coach, the feeling is very similar this year, especially when you think these two teams have great records. I think Southern Cal is 4-1 right now. And they are looking very good, especially offensively. And Notre Dame is 4-2. Maybe Southern Cal is 5-1, I think. And Notre Dame is 4-2. So these two teams, whoever wins this game, has a slim chance of still getting into the college football playoffs. And it's going to be an exciting game. I think Saturday night at 7:30 on NBC will be a fantastic display of college football. Coach, I quickly would like to go over the last game, and there was some great highlights in that game. I want to talk about C.J. Carr and, again, how he led this team. He was 19 for 31 for 342 yards, two touchdowns, and only one interception. He had a great day of directing the band, so to speak, and being able to play with poise and leadership. He is a young man that plays beyond his years, and Notre Dame fans are very excited about this. And also, we're hoping that he'll stay around for another 2 or 3 years so we can win a national championship, and maybe he can win the Heisman Trophy. Who knows? But he has a lot of talent, and he has a lot of things going for him in the right direction. Coach Love was exciting with 18 carries for 86 yards and two touchdowns. And Price, again, added another 68 yards with 15 carries. And both of them, Coach, can explode off the line. And if they're not stymied at the line, they're going to go for some big yardage. Receiving-wise, Reardon had 7 catches for 109 yards. He's our tight end. And Pauling, who hadn't been catching too many passes, he's one of the captains, had 4 for 105 yards, and Faison had 4 for 49. So it was a good game for the receivers. Fields only had one catch for 20 yards, which is a little unusual. He's one of the big targets. But, Coach, defensively, the Irish came to life. Johnson, number 9, had seven tackles. Bowen had 7 tackles, number 34. And KBA, a redshirt freshman, had number 27, had 6. And Bubakar Traor had 4 tackles with 2 sacks. So totally we sacked North Carolina State four times, and it was a good defensive performance. I think Notre Dame held them for a total of only 233 yards and producing 485, almost a 500-yard game. So it was exciting to watch that game. I was talking with James about this. He told me there was some critical injuries to our center, Ashton Craig, who will be out for the season with a knee injury, which was unfortunate. But we here at Southern Cal had a couple of damaging injuries too. One to Jordan, their number one rusher, has, I believe, over 600 yards. And number one, Sanders, who is a real good flashing back. But when you have some adversity sometimes, it brings to the forefront some other great players, and we'll talk about them in a minute. But, Coach, we're jacked up for this game coming up. They have such great talent. And I remember back in '70s, we played 10 times in the '70s, and Southern Cal won 8. And the only times that we beat them, we won the national championship in '73 and '77. So this is a critical game for the Irish in a lot of ways. College football has changed somewhat because now you have the playoffs. But this enabling us to get into the playoff situation if we win this game. If we lose, it's going to be very dim with a 9-3 season to try to get into the playoffs. But you never know.
Frank Pomerico joins us weekly with our Notre Dame football report. Frank, before we get into more discussion about this game, I got to ask you a traditional thing that sometimes happens. It happened in the past. Explain to me the tunnel at Notre Dame where the teams come onto the field and how in the past the teams have sort of called each other names and waited there. And one year John McKay said, I'm not bringing my team out until they take the field. They came in and assessed a delay a game penalty against John McCabe because he would not come on the field. Tell us about that little area where you stage everything and how narrow that tunnel is.
Coach, it used to be a problem. And if you remember in 19, I believe it was 88, that Miami and Notre Dame had a bit of a scuffle there coming out onto the field. That used to be a problem. It's no longer as much of a problem at all, because Notre Dame comes out of the main tunnel, but the Irish made a second tunnel for the visiting team, which is over a little bit to the east of the south tunnel for the Irish. So that is not as much of a problem as it once was. Now, once they get on the field, there'll be some scuffling, that's for sure. But coming out of the tunnels where everybody is really close and a lot of pushing takes place and some name calling might happen. Of course, that's really all the business really goes out onto the field. But, you know, Coach, back in 73, when we beat Southern Cal that year, there was none of that stuff that happened. We were out there to play football, and so were they. And they were a great, great football team. They had won it the year before in 72. And I believe they were at the top of the heap in 74. So they were a good football team that had a lot of class. And John McKay was a great coach for them. Coach, James brought up to me this series of things that I think people may want to know. The series started back in the 1920s, around 1926. And the last 10 games, USC has only won 3 games out of the last 10. The series so far, Notre Dame has 50 wins and USC has 37 wins with 5 ties. Now, there's a trophy that goes along with this game. It's called the Jeweled Shillelagh. Now, that started in 1952, and it's actually a piece of oak from Ireland, and it's engraved on it says, from the Emerald Isle. It's a very interesting piece, but something that not many people know about. And I wanted to make sure, and James did, wanted to make sure that we all knew it. And then as I mentioned a few minutes ago, in the 70s when I played, Notre Dame won the national championship twice. And that was the only 2 times that we beat Southern Cal. The year after I left Notre Dame, Notre Dame's up 24-6 at the half. And they go on and lose the game 55-24. So a lot of things can happen out there, and it's not always good for the Irish. But we did win in 1966 when we won the national championship 51-0 after coming off that 10-10 tie with Michigan State. But, Coach, when you look at the great things, James was bringing up to me today the Heisman Trophy players that have played in this game. John Hewitt, Angelo Bertelli, Johnny Lattner, Leon Hart, Paul Horning, Tim Brown. And then when you go to SC, they have great names like Garrett Simpson, White, and Marcus Allen, Carson Palmer, Leinart, Reggie Bush and Caleb Williams. I mean, we're talking about some great football players there. James wanted to make sure that I mentioned all those. So it's a great setting. And there's going to be great players that are going to be made because of this game. And when we look at this game this week, Coach, passing-wise, Southern Cal has a tremendous passing attack. Now, I hope I'm going to say this name right. The quarterback's name is Jaden Mahava, I believe.
That's perfect.
That's what I said. But he has thrown for almost 2,000 yards in just six games or so. When he was at UNLV, he had transferred 2 years ago. He threw for 3,000 yards as only a freshman. So here's a fella who really has great talent in throwing the ball. He's 6'4" or 6'5". He's 230 pounds. He's not easy to bring down. As I mentioned shortly, a short time ago, and James brought it up to me as well, James Amade, is that they have two great runners that have been hurt. But King Miller, what a great name for a running back, King Miller, number 30, last week had 18 carries for 158 yards and a touchdown. And Jackson had number 21, had 5 carries for 29 yards and one TD. So these are two guys that are going to have to pick up the ball and move forward with the Trojans with that great passing attack. James wanted me to make sure that we talked about the receivers. Lemon, number 6, has 44 catches. Lyons, the tight end, and McRae, number 87, two tight ends. Together, they have about 26 catches and almost 500 yards together. So Lane is another one. Number 8 has 18 catches. Richardson has 6, and Hines has 10. Coach, these guys are athletes. They can go up and get the ball. And I'm not telling you anything. You're out there. You see them on a regular basis. But on defense, they have tough players. They've given up some yardage, though. They've given up about 377 yards per game and 21 points per game. I think they're going to give some points up to the Irish. But the biggest way for either team to keep the other offense off the field is, of course, control the ball with the running game and pass when you have to. And I think both teams can do that. But the passing game is going to be great for Southern Cal, as it can be for the Irish, too. It's just that the Notre Dame running game can be a very dominant thing. We'll see how much Craig missing will cause any problems in the offensive line. And of course, center kind of leads that offensive line. So there could be some issues there. But I know that Coach Rudolph is a great tactician. A great coach, and who's ever playing in the second spot and now first spot will play to his best ability. So it's going to be fun to watch. There's a lot of great things going on in this game, Coach.
Well, Frank, I have a lot of things I could add to it, but time doesn't allow us to do that because I know a lot of friends that are coming back there for this game. Tickets are almost negative. You can't get them anywhere because this year, again, brings that special feeling of the game means not only the great rivalry, but it means so much to both teams and alumni and so on as far as who moves on. So, James, I want to thank you for all of your assistance to Frank and myself. I want to thank Frank Pomerico for joining us every week. Frank, all I can say is get your sleep on Thursday night because you won't get any on Friday night, okay?
Coach, We're very excited about this game. And you know what? It's something that's great for college football when you have this kind of rivalry. And I think it's an intersectional rivalry that everybody looks for each year. So buckle up, as you would say, Coach, because it's going to be a long ride and a good ride, too. So I'll talk to you next week with the results of this game.
Well, thank you very much. And that's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, that joins us every week. Again, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment, which is Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up, everyone. When we come back, we'll continue talking football with Mark Wallington, director of media for the UNLV Rebels. And again, you thought they have a big game. Let's find out about the big game the Rebels have this week against Boise State. Again, I'm Harvey Hyde with our Core Sports Topic Show. We'll be right back.